The next question will start with Tom Nelson. Economic development is a major priority for communities. What does the county have to do to contribute to economic development, and what should it do to ensure economic development for the future? Since the airport is a vital economic development, could you please speak to this as well?
Well, I think the days for which that you would divide out the private sector from the public sector, from the nonprofit sector, I think those days are gone. I can't think of a single economic development venture that does not have both a public and private aspect to it. So I think the county executive, I think the county plays a very vital role in terms of that other half of the public sector half. But also within that sphere of the public sector to also work well with villages and cities and townships and also state government and federal legislators is absolutely critical. I think that you can apply that template to any successful economic development project. That's number one. I think as far as concrete examples, I think the county can do a very good job in terms of making sure that we have a strong airport. It's clearly the gem, the jewel of this county in terms of economic development. But also to work with the neighboring counties and also the communities within our county to coordinate and to share space and to work with industrial parks and business parks. So I would address that in terms of economic development. The other way, too, is job one for the county executive. If you look at the kind of services the county provides, everything from healthy human services to good roads, good bridges, infrastructure, safe communities through law enforcement and our sheriff's department, even though you might not necessarily associate those with economic development and job creation, I think they're absolutely vital in terms of maintaining our community's high quality of life. And that if you're going to want to attract jobs, if you're going to allow, if you're going to encourage businesses to expand, we need to make sure that we continue to deliver high quality services at the lowest possible price. I think that would go a long way, not just in what you need to do your job well as a county executive, but also go a long way in economic development and job creation.
Thank you. Mr. Mike Thomas?
Yes, I think economic development is very important. It's one of my five principles that I think the county has been a little bit lacking. I think the first point is you have to take a look at your current customers. I consider developers and businesses, especially small businesses, and I'm a CEO of a small business, is our current customers. How we treat those customers is very important. I've been talking with quite a few business people and going around in my door-to-door type of campaign. And I'm finding that I don't think our county is particularly business-friendly. We need to get more of an attitude of helping the businesses, the current businesses, stay here. I've had even some businesses tell me that, you know, if my family wasn't here, I'd be out of here in a heartbeat. And I really think that is a disservice. We want to keep the businesses we have. The other thing I think the county executive can be is a model. And to work with these companies, potential companies that will be coming in here. Now we have New North, we have Team Fox Cities, we have, take your pick, we have so many different economic development groups. I think the county executive needs to take an active role in that. I'll give you an example. Nestle just bought out Kraft about a year and a half ago in Wilshire and added 400 jobs. I can't find anybody in any economic development group that's been down to Chicago where the presence, the North American presence is for Nestle to tell them, we're glad you're here. We're happy you're here. We like the jobs. We'd like to have more. Believe me, as a CEO, an ex-CEO, they respect that. But you have to have that passion to get down there and do it and work with the United Development Groups. It's very important, especially with the new Commerce Department that is starting up, a partially privatized Commerce Department in the state. I think that's the right way to go. And I would partner with that group to bring more businesses in here. Because frankly, revenue increase is not taxpayer increase. It's businesses who hire people who pay more taxes. That's your revenue increase. And in the private sector, you have to keep it in regards to your expenses, but also your revenue stream. You used to have a saying in the private sector, sales are second only to air in order of importance. And in this case, revenue is very important for the auditing of the county.
Thank you. Mr. Jack Boyd?
Economic development is a critical point in my campaign for Audigame County. And I've been in business for 37 years. Businesses create jobs, government doesn't. Government creates opportunities such as smart zoning, good planning throughout the county. Those type of things are important. But I think the county should get out of the banking business. We have a revolving loan fund of $70,000. I have a plan. I'm the only candidate who has a plan for to help create jobs. There's only a partial plan, what Scott Walker is talking about, of creating 250,000 jobs in this entire state. But my plan is very simple. I think we need to find ways for small businesses to expand. And how to do that, they need access to capital. I'm proposing that I would be an advocate for a private, nonprofit lending authority to create capital. Access to capital is important. If you have capital access, there'll be jobs created because of business expansions. Certainly, when we have that opportunity out there, counties can work on the behalf of business as an advocate. But certainly, I believe that having this opportunity that right now the current governor is looking for ways to create jobs, and he's looking for ideas. Certainly, it's only one idea, but there's other ideas out there that can help create more economic development in this entire county. Now, regarding the airport, it is a real jewel. Certainly, it has created jobs, but there's other industries that are related to the airport. A particular individual came to me the other day and says, right now, the air industry is using robotics, for example. Why don't we have a robotic repair program out at the airport? At least maybe explore that idea. I think we need ideas that are related to aircraft and air flights and everything else, because that is a particular industry we have going. And I think we have the space, we have the education in this community to help support that effort. Thank you.
Thank you. Charles Kramer?
Well, you know, we have New North Incorporated, and we have the Applin Chamber of Commerce. We've got a good foothold on this, trying to create jobs in the valley here. We need to be supportive of them. I think the airport is a fantastic place. Marty Lenz is doing an excellent job, just excellent. He's just got a great program out there, and I've supported him all along. And the great part about that is there is no tax dollars goes to that airport. It's self-funded by itself. That's the key, probably, to business coming to Applin or Allegheny County. What they see when they get there, that facility is going to help. Probably the best thing government can do is get out of the way. Most of the time, government's the problem.
Thank you. Anstruck?
You stole my thunder on that one, Charlie, but I believe that the county's role in economic development is not to throw millions of dollars to businesses. That's not the role. Nor is it to be run just like a big business, which some people seem to think. It needs to be understood that it is not a big business. It's a mix. And so what can we do to become friendly for businesses? Well, we can become zoning friendly. We can look at our zoning policy, and we can work with the businesses when they want to come in to maintain a healthy living environment and to provide environmental conditions for entrepreneurship. We've got a great workforce here in the Fox Cities. We need to make that known. Maybe we have to make that known through branding our county and let them know what we have available here. We need to concentrate on the businesses that we already have here. Last spring, I went to a press conference for Foremost Foods, or Foremost Dairy, and they just had expanded, I believe, at the cost of about $43 million, but they brought on 35 new employees. 35 new employees that have a sustainable wage. This makes a difference. They also have 70 construction jobs available. We need to celebrate this. There's so many people that didn't even realize this was going on. We must continue to rally around our airport. That also is important, and that's something that I've supported from day one. Our airport is an economic engine for our area. People come here knowing that they can leave, knowing that, you know, they can have business travel and personal travel and come back. I've supported having the lowest landfill tipping charges in the state as well, and that helps cut the cost to businesses. Under my leadership, we'll have a working relationship with people and entities such as the chambers, such as the Fox Cities Economic Development Priority Groups and Partnerships. We will continue these kind of relationships and we'll build on them. And next, I embrace inclusiveness at the decision-making table, bringing people into the decision-making before the decision is done, bringing them to the table, working with us. Thank you.
Thank you. Mike Marsden?
Well, as chairman of the Town of Grand Chute, I've had a lot of opportunities to work with businesses that want to come to our community. We've done everything we can to help them, providing excellent transportation corridors, a cheap tax environment for our community. But one of the things that when people come here, I ask them, why do you come to the Fox Cities? What will bring you here? Transportation, education, a quality workforce, a safe environment. These are the things they're looking for when they come to our community. And we've been able to offer all of those things. Unfortunately, Outagamie County has not been very proactive in assisting local units of government in this respect. They've sat back and taken more of a passive role and said, you know, you as local communities go out and get these businesses, bring them in, and we'll reap the tax benefits, but they've done very little to assist. And this is county executive. I would absolutely change that. I would make sure that the county, through its planning department, got much more proactive in economic development. It's absolutely imperative if we're going to grow as a community. In reference to the airport, it's an excellent facility. There's no doubt about it. However, we have to work to keep it as a very competitive marketplace because there's others right next door at Green Bay, only 30 miles away. And we have to stay competitive. And we have been working with the technical school, you know, to get a joint venture at the airport. And so there's a lot of opportunities out there, and we've only hit the tip of the iceberg in regards to economic development in Outagamie County.
Thank you.